Ezekiel chapter 4. You also, son of man, take for yourself a tile, and lay it before you, and draw upon it the city, even Jerusalem. And lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it, set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it all around. Furthermore, take to yourself an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between you and the city. And set your face against it, and it shall be besieged, and you shall lay siege against it. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. Lie also upon your left side, and lay the sin of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of the days that you shall lie upon it, you shall bear their sin. Because I have laid upon you the years of their sin, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shall you bear the sin of the house of Israel. And when you have accomplished them, lie again on your right side, and you shall bear the sin of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed you each day for a year. Therefore you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and your arm shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it. And, indeed, I will lay bands upon you, and you shall not turn from one side to another, until you have ended the days of your siege. Take for yourself also wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and rye, and put them in one vessel, and make bread with it, according to the number of the days that you shall lie upon your side, 390 days you shall eat it. And your food which you shall eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day, about 8 ounces, 227 grams. From time to time you shall eat it. You shall drink also water by measure, the sixth part of a hin a day, about 65 hundredths of a quart, 0.62 liters, from time to time you shall drink. And you shall eat it as barley cakes, and you shall bake it with dung that comes out of man, in their sight. And the Lord Jehovah said, even so shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews, wherever I will drive them. Then I said, O Lord God Jehovah, indeed, my soul has not been polluted. Because from my youth up even until now I have not eaten of that which dies of itself, or is torn in pieces. Neither has there come any abominable flesh into my mouth. Then he said to me, look, I have given you cow's dung for man's dung, and you shall prepare your bread with it. Furthermore he said to me, son of man, indeed, I will break the supply of bread in Jerusalem, and they will eat bread by weight, and with care, and they will drink water by measure, and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water, and be astonished with one another, and be consumed away because of their sin.